Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress. We serve a great God. So we come just to give him all the praise, all the glory. When you think about the goodness of Jesus and everything that he's done for you, my, your soul ought to cry out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving you. Let me back it up. When you think about the goodness, when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your soul ought to cry out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. It's my testimony today. Let's bow before the Lord. Father, we thank you. Words cannot express how grateful we are today. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And God, we bless your name for it. Through the ups and the downs, through trials and tribulations, through sickness and death, you've been faithful. You are a great God. As we come today, we decrease so that you might increase. And when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I could just stay there, just thanking him. Certainly thank God for so many persons, I won't call names, who tune in every Sunday in West Virginia, North Carolina, Florida. How y'all doing? So many others who make it known that they are watching this ministry and praying for this pastor. We know that the prayers of the righteous do avail much. This is no magic wand. It's no roll of the dice. It's nothing but the Spirit of God. There's a word I want to share that comes from 2 Timothy 3 and 14. It reads, "But as for you, continue in what you've learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, To Be Continued. To Be Continued. It is a familiar line that we hear us movie watchers and sometime TV watchers when at the end of the season, they put on the screen, To Be Continued. That means the storyline will pick up at the next available episode. Y'all act like y'all don't watch TV. You even named it your show. Then my show is, everybody got a show. It might be a Western, it might be a late night soap or a daytime soap, but everybody's waiting to see what the next line is going to be as it relates to be continued. This is one way of seeing our individual lives as we stand on the outskirts of a brand new year. You see, some of us have already made our list of resolutions for next year. Already decided we're going to be at the gym more often. We're going to stop this, stop that. We're going to increase this, decrease that. Oh, y'all got real quiet on me this morning. Y'all left me out all by myself this morning. My God, I'm in deep water today. But let me just say for a minute, time out, before we're so quick to do away with this year, denounce this year, distance ourselves from this year, let's not throw everything away. Amen. I'm a believer, it's nothing deep or heavy. I'm a believer that God can do things now. While you're waiting on 19 to come. You say, God, when 19 come, I'm going to do this and that. But is he not a God who can do something right now?
Yeah.
There's an old saying, it's familiar, that says, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. And what that means is, don't do away with something valuable, along with something undesirable. Don't throw it all away. Don't become all of a sudden a new you by 19.
Right, right.
Now, if you're honest today, we did that in 18. If you look back, not much has changed. So join me as I try to make the connection between what has been and what can be. In our text today, it is the Apostle Paul who writes a personal letter to young Timothy, his understudy, his son in the ministry. And Paul is writing from a cold and gloomy Roman prison. These are his last words. What if you knew what your last words would be? You would become a heavy somebody. Trying to record them and say, these are my last words. Paul is in a situation where he knew that because he had been so faithful to spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, the consequence was that he would be killed at some point. But he writes to Timothy. He encouraged Timothy by this letter. And it's called 2 Timothy because it's the second letter. Come on, you Bible students. There's a reason they call it second.
Yeah.
And so he writes to him, and I believe that what is shared in that letter and in this text can help us today, this year, right now.
Amen.
It can serve as a compass, as a guide, as a sort of heavenly GPS for where God is going to take us. So let's agree this morning, as we go on this journey. Are you with me today?
Yeah.
I'd like to know you're with me. Come on, let's go into this text today. And we can look at doing a year-end assessment. A life assessment. To make a year-end adjustment. And to leave room for an acknowledgement. So what does it mean to do a life assessment? But as for you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned. An assessment really is a test. It's an evaluation. It is an estimation of what can happen. Amen?
Amen.
That it is really about sizing up and reflecting on what you have picked up along the way. And we can learn from the mistakes that we've made.
That's right.
And learn from the things that we've done right. Don't beat yourself up too bad about what you didn't do this year. I was talking to a friend of mine a few weeks ago. I said, you know what? I had a whole list of things I intended to do. And then I started copping out, well, you know, maybe God didn't want me to do those things. Or maybe I didn't put enough effort into them, but nevertheless, that's past now. But he writes and says, don't forget the things that you have learned. He writes to a Timothy who's facing a lot of stress. He's a pastor, a young pastor, and he guides him on how to go about continuing the good news of Jesus Christ. Timothy was in a on-the-job training. It is great to have someone to encourage you along the way, no matter what you think you know, that God will send a Paul. He'll send a Pauline to write to you, to mentor you, to let you know that God is yet faithful.
Yeah.
And so I say to you, don't count this year out. It's been in my spirit for some years now. Don't throw everything away, but assess what God has allowed you to do.
Yeah.
Look at it closely. And some things have worked, some things have not worked. But look at it and assess it. Give yourself some pluses. And give yourself some minuses. Amen? Are there some things that have worked for you this year that you've been proud of? Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
You said, well, thank the Lord. God get the glory. Some things that you've been able to accomplish in this life. And you know it's all because of the goodness of the Lord. So do a life assessment. Don't be so quick to just give up and so quick to say, child, I'm done with this year. Because some bad things happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bible says, in this world you shall have tribulation.
That's right.
But to be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite passages, and I've shared it with my children over the years, and I keep hearing it, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen? That not some things, but all things. There's some things you didn't think you could ever get done this year, and God has allowed you to do them. And you can look back over and say, God, thank you for all that you've done. I'm trying to rally y'all this morning.
Yeah,
this is a rallying call sermon to help you to say, God, thank you that by doing a life assessment, not everything is lost. Not everything is bad. Not everything is gloomy. But there's a reason to give God the praise anyhow. Oh, I know it's been a rough year for you. But thank God for Jesus. You are still standing. Some of y'all don't know about those little toys they had before PlayStation came in. I don't know what they called him, but if you hit him, he'd bounce back up. Every time the world tried to knock you down, you bounce back up. Every time somebody counted you out, you bounce back up. And so in this world, know that there's still something left in this year. Make a life assessment. But also an adjustment. He says, Timothy, but it's for you, continue in what you've learned and have become convinced of. To make a life adjustment is to do a small alteration.
Yeah.
You know that suit didn't fit you the first time.
Yeah.
And that dress may have been too tight or too big. But thank God you knew where to go to have somebody to tighten it up.
Yeah.
Or some of y'all know what it means. Your clothes will always fit right the first time. But Lord, once you get that thing adjusted and you get it altered, you look like somebody.
Yeah.
Amen? And in life, the same way. God has sent us a tailor or a seamstress. But by way of His Spirit, we can make some adjustments. And Paul says to Timothy, he says, I want to remind you of what you already know. And some things you've already been convinced of. This is not new stuff, Timothy. It's what I've already shared with you. And when we're convinced of something, we have run it through the test and found it to be true. How many folk lied to you this year? There wasn't no story. They lied to you. Amen? How many folk have you lied to? You had good intentions. You meant to. It just didn't work out. And so we have to adjust our lives. And there's some stuff that Paul did that Timothy could say, you know what? I know it to be true. Why? I was with him. I watched him. I took notes. I recorded it so that I might be able to be the best person I can be for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He'd witnessed firsthand. But this sense of adjusting means to change the shape of your life and allow the Spirit to make you more than what you currently are. I love what Paul writes in Romans 12:2. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That sounds like an adjustment. That sounds like a life adjustment, so much so that you don't totally give up on this moment. God can do something in this moment that you've tried all year long. Using your own 5-point plan. And your own 90-day method. Do you believe that today that God can do that thing you've been praying about and do it right now in an instant? Those things that you've been convinced of. Keep doing that, Timothy. Don't go into a new year with a whole new slate, a new plan, a new you, a new attitude. My God, keep some old you. The Bible says if any person be in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. But there's some stuff you ought to keep. My God, don't be so heavenly minded you are no earthly good. Amen? I may as well go ahead and say it. I mean, you are a bad somebody in the world. Don't be a weakling now. Keep some of you. Amen? God can use that old you to develop a new you. Amen? Life adjustments. Life assessment. But take time to leave room for acknowledgement. The last part of that verse says, because you know those whom you learned from. And you thought it was all you. To acknowledge is to express thanksgiving, gratitude, appreciation for what someone has done for you. This must not be overlooked as we transition. It may be a text or a phone call or can I stop by, but let someone know you have blessed me this year. And you oftentimes have forgotten what you did. But let folk know, acknowledge them as those who have poured into your life. Those who have helped you in the midnight hour. Those who helped to pray you through. So acknowledge. Timothy, don't forget the people who have been a help to you. And not just me. Paul wasn't trying to pat himself on the back. He took Timothy under his wing, but Timothy has some praying for. His mama and his grandmama. Mama Eunice. Grandma Lois. And you've got some grandmas and some mothers and some fathers and some grandfathers who have poured into you. Come here, grandparents. We can get real heavy, can't we?
Yeah.
I was in Indiana, and I know my youngest grandson loves donuts. I didn't know what kind. So he likes the vanilla frosted. I brought back munchkins. He got a little tooth, said, oh, pop, pop, that's not what I wanted. I said, man, if you put 5 donuts together, 5 munchkins, it becomes a donut. I got deep. I said, you know what? Sometimes in life, you look for vanilla frosting, and God will give you munchkins. But take those munchkins and do something with them. Amen? It's all about pouring in to someone else and letting them know that God is, you grandparents, y'all get heavy. We'll find stuff. Now, son, I know, but let me tell you. And so that's what Paul is saying to Timothy. Be sure you acknowledge those who have poured into you, those who've been an example to you. And in the text, what is not evident is Timothy's father. Don't call him a deadbeat. We don't know the circumstances, but he did have a daddy. We don't know if daddy got called home to the Lord, but there are multiple people who can pour into you.
Amen.
Acknowledgement.
Amen.
Stay strong, Timothy. Philippians 1:6 says that he who begun a good work in you will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. That he is not done with you yet. Now, I can't make you believe that, but I'm just trying to convince you that there's so much that God can do because he's not a God of a calendar. Amen? He's not a God of what next year will bring. He's a right now and an on-time God. Well, as another year draws to a close, We got to stay woke on what God wants to do now. And pay attention to life's cliffhangers. Now, I don't watch much TV, but I was watching the other night and they had a program on the 80s. And the big thing in the 80s was that who shot JR?
That's right.
Now, some of y'all have your own shows that you talk about, child, I can't wait. They left you hanging for the year. But when it comes to cliffhangers, there's no cliffhanger when it comes to what God has already done. It's no secret, it's no mystery about what he's done for others. He will do for you. And so just know that in the here and now, that God is continuing to do great things in your life. He's already removed the cliffhanger. He sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. That's the cliffhanger. Who died your soul to save. He's already blessed you beyond your own imagination. He's already brought you joy unspeakable. He's already given you peace that passeth all understanding. Just continue in him. Don't write this year off. Don't sign off. Don't throw it away. But know that God is yet doing something now. There's a scripture that says that 1,000 years is as 1 day for the Lord. That for him is like, it's just a day. 1,000 years can pass, and he sees it as, oh, what day is it? I just stopped by to tell you that this is the day that the Lord has made. I can rejoice in this day and be glad in it. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice because he has made me glad. Not when I got to 19, but he's made me glad. How many folk are glad today? Glad the Lord didn't allow the enemy to consume you. Glad that you didn't give out along your journey. Glad that he provided for you along the way. Glad that he brought you friends you didn't have. Glad that he comforted you during your time of glad that he continues to make a way. How many glad people today? I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad he's keeping me. I'm so glad the way he's going to take me. And my life story is to be continued. As the credits of life run, I thank God for everything he's brought me through. Y'all ain't been through nothing this year. Everything he's brought me through has been an episode. Everything he's brought me over has been an episode. Everything he's brought me around has been a new episode. My God, don't wait till the fall season. Don't wait till the new year. God wants to do something right now oh God, y'all don't hear me today. I'm talking about right now. He's an all-time God, and he wants you to know he can do it right now. But I've already got it figured out. I'm going to start on the 1st. And then the 2nd, and then by week 2, you're going to see a before me and an after me. But thank God for Jesus. He can do it right now. Amen? Come on, give God a praise today. Come on, bless his name today. To be continued. A sequel. That is the word of God today. He's already blessed. Don't you wait till no new year come in. You're going to miss a key part of your blessings. Well, I'm going to wait. The word says wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he'll strengthen that heart. But right now, God is giving you a breakthrough in this moment. Come. Oh, the Spirit is calling. just as you are today. The 18 you. Life. Living water. I come today, I'm so ingrained in that word today, and I receive everything that God has for me today. His wisdom, His love, His understanding. I want it now. I receive it now. Maybe you've come today and you've already scribbled out 19 stuff. Don't tear the page out. But take what's in 19 and believe God He can do it in 18. Take the things that you trust Him for in a few days and say, God, is it possible you can do it now? Is it possible I can receive it now? I believe you can do it today. When it comes to salvation, don't wait and say, you know what, 19, I'm going to be at church more. I'm going to join the church. I ain't picking on nobody. I'm going to give my heart to Jesus in 19. But right now, today, you can give your heart to Christ. Let's bow today all over this place. Lord Jesus, we come today reminded of the invitation, the greatest one ever given. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Today, outside of you, we're tired and fed up and lonely. With you, there's joy, there's hope, there's eternal life. Is there one today in this house? Only you know, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that they may hear your voice today and might open their hearts today and give their lives to you today. Today is the day of salvation. Do it today, God, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Maybe you've come today and you desire to be a part of this fellowship. I don't know about 19. I mean, I get here. But today you can become a part of this fellowship if you so desire. We love you. We'll grow with you. We'll love on you in this place today. As I transition, let me ask you a question. I heard you, Reverend. Do you really believe that God can do that thing now? Do you really believe you can?
Yeah.
Do you have the faith to say, God, let's do 19. Or do you believe you can do it right now?
Yeah.
If you do, just raise your hand today. If you believe, God, you can do it now.
Yeah.
And make that pledge today that I receive it today. I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Change my mindset that I might be able to receive it now, not later. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name. Somebody celebrate today. Amen.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired, of course by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.